Yo, what's up? It's your boy AD. I wanted to try this podcast thing out to maybe spit some positivity in your ear. I had a topic that I want to speak about today. It's about, let's say the topic is called being uncomfortable, getting out of your comfort zone. So, you know, as people, we tend to revolve and get sucked into things of the norm, things that we used to, things that we do on the daily, things that we are good at. We ultimately just kind of hover around those type of things because we know that we're comfortable. We've done these multiple times. We've done this over and over again. We know that we can succeed at them. We know that failure is not really an option when you constantly do things that you've always done, right? So I think for the most part, a lot of us kind of just get stuck in that place, and it prevents us from growing and evolving and becoming a better version of ourselves. And I just wanted to come to speak to you guys today a little bit about just getting out of your comfort zone. It can do so, so much. Like, you won't believe. It's weird coming from me because I'm a person that's an introvert, and I'm a person that that did not try new things. Like, I wouldn't try new foods. If it didn't look good, if it didn't smell good, I'm just not trying it, right? Look, this chicken, this French toast, these fajitas, these tacos, hey, all that stuff is good. So why would I try something new? Why would I try sushi? Why would I try different things, right? For what? How can I benefit from that? And that was my mindset. I was stuck in that. I was stuck in that mindset, and it prevented me from just being open and susceptible to other things that are out in the world that can actually penetrate my life and actually make me a better version of myself. And now I just feel like I'm at a point where I'm so blessed that I have a different mindset. God helped me change that mindset, have a metanoia about things, which you can look that up. That's a word for today, for the podcast. Look that word metanoia up. It's metanioa, I believe. So, you know, I'm just so blessed to have that change to where I'm more open and susceptible to trying new things. All 2018, I really focused on getting out of my comfort zone, being uncomfortable. I even talked to my boy about this. Basically, I would approach life, and if I was presented with a situation where it would make me uncomfortable, but in a positive way, like if I'm doing something positive, then it was for me to do that. I set a standard for myself to where I can't do the norm. I can't do what I'm used to. If presented with a situation and I have option A or option B, whatever option is going to make me uncomfortable that I normally don't do and not familiar with, let's do that. If I suck at it, so be it. That really wasn't the focus. The focus was getting uncomfortable. And I actually had an awesome 2018. Ultimately, we all have ups and downs, right, that we go through. But I think it was one of the best decisions that I've ever made. First off, like at the end of 2017, maybe a little earlier, I made a decision to quit marijuana usage. Me being a heavy marijuana smoker, heavy on the drinking, I was even presented with opportunities to pop a few pills, which I did, and I kind of liked it. Had good situations, bad situations on it. Ultimately, I had to let the pills go. I had to slow down on the drinking. And then with the marijuana usage, it was just a decision I made one day, sleeping on my mom's couch. I woke up one day, it was like the day after my birthday, something like that, which is in October. And it was a time where, you know, I had a marijuana card, and it was like, I wasn't happy with my life. I had some big failures that year and some things that kind of like dramatically changed my life, right? So I woke up that morning. I had smoked the last of my weed on my birthday. I had told myself previously that before I went to bed, it was like, you know what? I think I want to stop smoking. This has not benefited me. This is a luxury. This is something that I can't afford right now. So I woke up that morning and I had a thought in my head, and I was just like, am I going to go get up And it was funny because I got up, looked on my phone, looked at all the little marijuana deals that they had at the little dispensaries. And I was like, man, they got this, they got that. Then I had another thought come across and was like, why are you doing this? Like, this is not for you. You said you were going to stop. How can you advance and grow in your life if you can't have a little bit of discipline? And I kind of got disgusted with myself just looking at an overview of my life. So ultimately, I stopped smoking. I woke up that day. I didn't go re-up. I didn't smoke, and I went cold turkey from there. Now, a lot of people are not able to do that, but it was something in me. And also, God was there along the way to help me. But it was just something I didn't want for my life. Like, it was preventing my growth. So once I did that, things started progressing rapidly. We ventured in 2018. I came up with this thing where I was like trying something new, trying to be uncomfortable in a positive way. And the first thing, my first approach was, like I said before, I'm an introvert, was I didn't make new friends. I didn't talk to people when I went out. I was kind of just that guy that observed and sat in the corner and chilled. If I knew you, we hung out. Hey, we can crack jokes all day. But if I don't know you, I'm like, who you? You know what I'm saying? Why are you talking to me? So I made a point to change that in all 2018. So when I would go places, I would speak to people. I would create random conversations. And ultimately, I met some beautiful people, I must say. Some people are still in my life right now, currently. I know it's, I said 2018 and we're just starting 2019, but people, it's a real thing when people, when they say that people are here for a long time, or they're here for a reason, or they're here for a season type of situation. So people come and go. But my networking grew. My connections grew. I felt more confident. It was just so many things that were connected to just one little change in my life that when it happened, I was like, wow, this is really not that bad. I can actually make this a part of my life. I can continue this cycle. So as 2018 went on, things became easier when it came to speaking to people and just creating conversation and be able to continue to carry a conversation. I actually found myself starting to enjoy it. And then I would start seeing changes about myself that would help me start the growing process. And what was more definite was how other people said they saw it in me as well. It was just like, hey man, you changing, bro. Like, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And I was like, man, I don't know, bro. It's just, you know, being uncomfortable. They didn't understand it. I tried to break it down. They was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. And you will see some people want to take that leap, and some people was like, hey man, go ahead, have at it, bro, do your thing. But I ultimately think that was the best decision I made. So, you know, another thing I did was public speaking in my church. My pastor instilled in me and gave me the courage and entrusted me to get in front of his podium and say some prayers for the congregation. Even our congregation was very small and not that big. It just was a stepping stone in order to progressing and to evolving and growing as a man. I think it's very important for us to take these little steps and to make these little necessary changes in order to grow and to evolve. It did create some momentum for me. And ultimately, I had another level of confidence, another level of happiness that I didn't think was attainable. So that's why I'm here today, just to encourage you guys to go out and try something new. If presented with something, try the other thing that you normally wouldn't do that would make you get out of your comfort zone. Yeah, it may be a little nerve-wracking at first, but trust me, it's going to benefit you in the long run. Even if you just start with little things, you know? So 2019, I'm working on something else. I have a key word, which is discipline. Working on discipline this year in all areas of my life. I didn't really make any resolutions, but one thing I did tell myself that I was going to do this year was read a lot more. I told myself, hey, if I'm ever in a situation and I'm sitting down for like 5-10 minutes, instead, you know, I would use that time to scroll through my phone, right? I'm going to have a book with me, And for that same amount of time, I'm going to pick up and read for that 5-10 minutes. So far, so good. But these are just a little, this is like a little change that I see myself doing in 2019 that's going to continue to help me evolve and grow. I'm actually working on spoken word as well. That's going to help with my public speaking. Back in the day, I used to rap for a hobby, as a hobby, freestyling. But, you know, my topics were just worldly topics, and it just wasn't cool. Sounded like every other person, you know. So as I, where I am now, I do like to dibble and dabble a little bit, but that's not really my thing. I want something that's gonna reach out to someone, that's penetrate deep, you know, something that's gonna help someone, like music and spoken word helps me. When I'm feeling down and feeling a certain kind of way, man, that music and that spoken word, boy, I tell you that, yeah, boy, it'll do something for you. So yeah, man, I just wanted to spit some positivity in your ear for my first podcast. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in. If you have any suggestions or any topics that you would like me to speak about, please feel free to let me know. Until next time, guys, I'll holler at you. It's your boy AD.